God's word for this morning comes from the trial of Jesus before the chief priests and the Pharisees, early Good Friday morning. Matthew 26, verse 63. But Jesus kept silent, and the high priest answered and said to him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Dear friends in Christ, have you ever pled the fifth? Are you familiar with that phrase? If you are, you no doubt know that it refers to the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which allows you to decline to answer questions that might incriminate yourself. It's a very powerful right that's given to every American citizen. And if you've ever been falsely accused of anything before in your life, any lawyer who is worth his salt will tell you that the Fifth Amendment is your best friend. Plead the fifth. Don't get angry or upset. Don't let your pride get in the way. Don't say anything. Let the lawyers do all the talking. Plead the fifth. But if you've ever been falsely accused of anything before, you know how difficult that is. You know the stress and frustration and humiliation that can come with it. Whether it be an accusation of lying, or cheating, or stealing, you know how difficult it can be to let it go, to swallow your pride, to keep silent. In this Lenten season, we focus on the moments leading up to Jesus' suffering and death, the only truly innocent man to ever die. When he was on trial before the chief priests of Israel, he wasn't angry, he wasn't prideful, he did not let them get the best of him. He was calm and collected. The promised Christ was accused for you. Now it's pretty horrendous to think that the innocent Jesus was being accused by the very men who should have been proclaiming his coming. The high priest of Israel at the time of Jesus, you might recall, was Caiaphas. And he had been the high priest for about the past 15 years. He was the spiritual leader in Israel. He too had been waiting for the Messiah, supposedly. As high priest, Caiaphas had incredible spiritual responsibilities and duties. Every morning and every evening, he would offer a meal offering for himself and the rest of the priesthood. He participated in the ceremonies on the Sabbath, on the new moon festivals, and lots of other church festivals, and most especially on Yom Kippur, if you remember your Old Testament religion. On Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, Caiaphas alone would enter into the Holy of Holies, that deep chamber within the temple, sprinkling the blood of bulls and goats before him on the mercy seat of God, atoning for the sins of the entire nation of Israel. And now, here was Caiaphas, that high priest, that singular spiritual leader of Israel, was standing in the presence of the literal Holy One, the Anointed One, the physical incarnation of God's mercy, the one whom the Day of Atonement was symbolically proclaiming, and he was trying to murder him. But Caiaphas and the chief priests were not the only ones who had blame. Why was the promised Christ being accused in the first place? Why was he there for you and for me? We put him there. He got what we deserved. When is the last time that you denied your Savior? When is the last time you were ashamed to call Him Lord? When did you last fail to acknowledge Him as the biggest and most important part of your entire life? Yesterday? Today? This morning? Already? We too, like Caiaphas and like those chief priests and Pharisees, oftentimes fail to give Jesus the proper place in our lives. We fail to proclaim the Lamb of God as we should. But what was Jesus' reaction to this vicious vitriol coming out of the chief priests? It was silence. Pretty ironic, actually, because Jesus was fulfilling the very messianic prophecies that these priests had professed to believe. You remember Isaiah 53, don't you? He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that was led to slaughter, And like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. They had a front row seat to the very fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament. Jesus was that innocent sacrifice for sin. He was the perfect promised Christ being accused for the sins of the entire world. He was even silent at his own trial, so that at judgment day, at our trial, we might have something to say. Now the chief priests wanted Jesus dead, but they had a problem. How do you condemn someone to death who has never sinned? Well, you lie about him, of course. And you bring in lying witnesses. And if that doesn't work, you try to get a confession. Now this is a time-tested interrogation method. You've probably heard of the good cop, bad cop routine before. This is another one. Studies have shown that by blatantly accusing an alleged perpetrator to his face, you can often get him to confess his crime. For example, by pointing a finger in someone's face and yelling, "Admit it." Oftentimes, they will. That's exactly what Caiaphas tried to do with Jesus. He said, "I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." But Jesus' answer was very simple. He said, "I am. I am." The name of Jehovah. Jesus is that Son of God. He is the promised one. He fulfilled all the prophecies that he had to. He is the Christ, perfectly living the life of a man and innocently dying the death of God. He sprung the trap on himself. The Anointed One was convicted of blasphemy, the very same sin that we commit every time we sin against God. He exchanged his righteousness for our unrighteous blasphemy, and he took his place as the most important person in our lives. Because of the suffering, death, and resurrection of our anointed Savior, we have been washed in his blood. Through the Holy Spirit, we have been anointed with a faith that trusts and believes in the one and only Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:21 tells us, "And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, and who has also put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." What a comfort, knowing that we have the guarantee of our accused Christ. We have been anointed with the Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done to cover our sins. The Anointed One was accused for you. The promised Christ was accused so that we might become God's anointed children. Amen. We sing this morning the words of hymn 156, all five verses.